A spoken ink audio story, read by Michael Jenn. Solid Geometry by Ian McEwan. In Melton Mowbray in 1875, at an auction of articles of curiosity and worth, my great-grandfather, in the company of M, his friend, bid for the penis of Captain Nichols, who died in Horsemonger Jail in 1873. It was bottled in a glass 12 inches long, and, noted my great-grandfather in his diary that night, in a beautiful state of preservation. Also for auction was the unnamed portion of the late Lady Barrymore. It went to Sam Israel's for 50 guineas. My great-grandfather was keen on the idea of having the two items as a pair, and M dissuaded him. This illustrates perfectly their friendship. My great-grandfather, the excitable theorist, M, the man of action who knew when to bid at auctions. My great-grandfather lived for 69 years. For 45 of them, at the end of every day, he sat down before going to bed and wrote his thoughts in a diary. These diaries are on my table now, 45 volumes bound in calf leather, and to the left sits Captain Nichols in the glass jar. My great-grandfather lived on the income derived from the patent of an invention of his father, a handy fastener used by corset makers right up till the outbreak of the First World War. My grandfather liked gossip, numbers, and theories. He also liked tobacco, good port, jugged hare, and, very occasionally, opium. He liked to think of himself as a mathematician, though he never had a job and never published a book, nor did he ever travel or get his name in the Times, even when he died. In 1869, he married Alice.